ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Now, no Janmashtami would be complete, in fact, no day is complete, without reciting at least one chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. And this is a highly recommended practice. In fact, Krishna spoke the absolute truth so succinctly in only 700 verses. And everything that one needs to know to be happy and successful in life is contained in those 700 verses, amazingly. And all one needs to do is recite at least a chapter of the Bhagavad Gita every day, which only takes about 7.5 minutes on average. How many hours do we have in a day, by the way, these days? How many hours does everybody get? Approximately. How many? This gentleman, what is your name? Microphone, let's find out. He looks like a scientist. He's going to give us an accurate answer how many hours we actually get. Bring all the microphones back. We had a bushel basket of them a minute ago. There it is. What is your good name?
My name is Damodaran.
Damodar. Welcome, Damodar, please. Come on, a little more than that. That's Damodar. Damodar Prabhu. Yes. How many hours approximately do we each get during the day?
The maximum hours we can chant.
No, total. How many total? Not 20, chanting here and working out.
Yeah, you're already having 24 hours only per day.
24 hours only? Okay, but does everybody get the same amount of time?
Same. How we distribute.
Thank you very much. That helped very much. Okay, so we've established a base. We have 24 hours, 7.5 minutes. What percentage of 24 hours is that? Don't do it on your calculator. I want the engineers here to do it in your head. She's about to get it. I can tell. She's right on. It's a very small percentage. And if one simply recites Bhagavad Gita once a day, one's intelligence becomes purified. As Krishna says in the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, those who read the Bhagavad Gita, they study the dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna. It's very interesting, too. It's hard to put down. They purify themselves me through their intellect. And if one has a purified intellect, one can avoid a lot of problems in life. When the intellect becomes contaminated, Krishna says in the 3rd chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, that's when all the problems start. Because I start scheming, I'm using my intelligence to do the wrong thing. But if I read Bhagavad Gita every day, my intelligence becomes pure, and I begin using that powerful intellect to do the right thing. And when one does the right thing repeatedly, that adds up to a successful life. So we have a program. It's actually a movement. It's an underground organization. We claim thousands of members all over the world. And the underground organization is called CHAD. C-H-A-D. Everyone say CHAD. It stands for Chapter a Day. So, to be a member of this organization, secret organization, up till now, all you have to do is agree, starting this Janmashtami day, and we'll give you a free space by, together, today, right now, chanting one chapter of Bhagavad Gita, to chant one chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day without fail. Average 7.5 minutes, that's all it takes. And so, after we chant our chapter today, you can decide if you'd like to be a member of CHAD. You'll be in good company. There are CHAD members in South Africa. There are CHAD members in Australia. There are CHAD members all over India. CHAD members in Canada. CHAD members in? Any other CHAD members in here? Raise your hand if you're a CHAD member. If you will admit. Three, there's another one right there. So today we're going to chant chapter 8 of the Bhagavad Gita together, okay? And the name of this chapter, Attaining the Supreme, Taraka Brahma Yoga. And what we'll do is, we'll sing together the Sanskrit verse. And we'll keep the meter, so we'll be in sync. All of us will sing at the same tempo, so we stay right in sync all the way through. And then when we're done, we'll go back and we'll read the English together as well. So that's okay. Now, who has a stopwatch? Everybody does, because you all have iPhones or some kind of smartphone, and that's got a stopwatch on it. So someone, I want to time this and see how long it takes to chant this and how much of our 24 hours we use on this chanting of one chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Is everybody ready?
Yes.
One person, only the Maharaj.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just making sure. Okay, here we go. First, the Sanskrit. Atashtamudhyayaha Arjunuvacha Kim tad brahma kim adhyatmam kim purushottama adibhutam cha kim proktam adidaivam kim uchite adiyagya katam kotra dehesmin madasudana prayanakali cha katam Gayosi niyatatmabihi Shri Bhagavanuvacha Aksharam Brahma Paramam Sabhavo Dhyatmamuchate Bhuta Bhavod Bhavakaro Visarga Kanama Samjitaha Aributam Sharo Bhavaha Utash Chari Daivatam Ariyagyo Hame Vatra Dehe deha brathambara Antakale chamameva Smaran bhukva kalevaram Yapriyati samadbhavam Yati nasyatra sayaha Yang yang vapi smaran bhavam Tajatyante kalevaram Tantame vaite kaunteya Sadatad bhava bhavitaha Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mamanusra yudhyacha mariyarpita mano buddhir mami vaishyasya samshayaha abhyasa yoga yuktena chetasa nanyagamina paramam purucham divyam yati partha antayan Kavim Purana Manushashitaram Anonaniyam Samanusmaridyaha Sarvasya Dataram Achintyarupam Aditya Varnam Tamasa Parastha Prayana Kale Manasa Chalena Vaktya Yukto Yoga Balena Chaiva Bhruvo madhye pranamavesha samyak satam param purusham upaiti divyam yadaksham bera vido vadanti vishanti yadyatayo vitaragaha yadichanto brahmacharyam charanti tate padam sangrahena pravakshye Sarvadvarani samyamya Manohridi narudhyacha Mudhyadhyayatmana pranam Astito yogadharanam Omite kaksharam brahma Vyaharan mamanusmaran Yaprayati tajandeham Sayati paramam gatim Ananya cheta satatam Yo mam smarati nitya shaha tasyaham sulabha partha nitya yuktasya yoginaha mam upetya punarjanma duvayam ashashvatam napruvanti mahatmanaha samsidhim paramam gataha Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punar Avartino Arjuna Mamupetya Tukanteya Punar Navidyate Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Arhadya Brahmano Viduhu Ratrim Yuga Sahasrantam Teho Ratra Vido Janaha Avyakta Avyaktaya Sarva Prabhavatya Haragame Ratyagame Praliyante Tatraiva Avyakta Sangyake Uta Grama Saevayam Bhutva Bhutva Praliyate Ratyagame Vashaparta Prabhavatya Haragame Parastasmatu Bhavonyo Vyakto Vyaktat Sanatanaha Yaksak Sarveshu Bhuteshu Nashyatsu Navinashyati Avyakto Shara Ityuktas Tamahu Pratim Yang Prapyana Nivartante Tadama Paramamama Purusha Sapara Partha Bhaktya Labhyasvananyaya Yasyantastani Bhutani Yena Sarva Midam Tata Yatra Kale Tranavritim Avritim Chaiva Yoginaha Prayata Yanti Tam Kalam Vakshani Bharatarshabha Agnir Jyotir Ahashukla Shanmasa Uttarayanam Tatra Acha Gachanti Brahma Brahma Vido Janaha Dumo Ratris Tata Krishna Shanmasa Takshanayanam Tatra Chandramasam Jyotir Yogi Prapya Nivartate Shukla Krishne Gati Yete Jagatak Shashvate Mate Ekaya Yatyana Vritim Anyaya Vartate Punaha Naite Sriti Partha Janan Yogi Muyati Kashchana Tasmat Sarveshu Yoga Yukto Bhavarjuna Vedeshu Yagyeshu Tapasu Chaiva Daneshu Yat Punya Palam Pratishtam Atyeti Tat Sarvam Idam Viditva Yogi Param Stanam Upacharyam Om Tat Sariti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishatsu Ramavidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Sambhare Taraka Brahma Yoga Nama Ashtamo Jayaha Hari Om. Time? 6 minutes and 48 seconds. There you have it. Out of your 24 hours. And this acts as a wedge to open up a hole in the unlimited activities that present themselves. One thing after another, there are urgencies in our lives. And taking a break every day to chant the Bhagavad Gita, 6 minutes and 46 seconds, opens a hole in that shield, that entire deluge of urgencies and anxieties that come into our lives, the must-dos. And by hearing this transcendental sound vibration and allowing it to pierce that covering that enters into the mind, the urgencies of the day, we actually feel some peace from this vibration. And now we're going to read the English. We'll time that also and see how that goes. To be a member of CHAD, you have to chant either just the Sanskrit or just the English, or you can do the Sanskrit and English. Nobody can stop you if you decide to do that. So this is a little harder to stay in sync because it's in English and the meter is not established like it is in Sanskrit, which is a very refined language. But we'll try by observing as much as possible the punctuation marks and stay in sync. We get extra points for that. Are you ready?
Try to follow.
Arjuna inquired, O my Lord, O Supreme Person, what is Brahman? What is the Self? What are fruit of What is this material manifestation? And what are the demigods? Please explain this to me. Who is the Lord of sacrifice? And how does he live in the body, O Madhusudana? And how can those engaged in devotional service know you at the time of death? The Supreme Personality said, the indestructible, transcendental living entity is called Brahman, and his eternal nature is called Adhyatma, the Self. Action pertaining to the development of the material bodies of the living entities is called karma, or fruit of activities. O best of the embodied, the physical nature, which is constantly changing, is called Adibhuta, the material manifestation. The universal form of the Lord, which includes all the demigods, like those of the sun and moon, is called Adidaiva. And I, the Supreme Lord, represented as the Supersoul in the heart of the embodied being, am called Adiyagya, the Lord of Sacrifice. And whoever at the end of his life quits his body, remembering me alone, at once attains my nature. Of this there is no doubt. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, O Kunti, that state he will attain without fail. Therefore, Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna, and at the same time carry out your prescribed duty of fighting. With your activities dedicated to me, and your mind and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain me without doubt. He who meditates on me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his mind constantly engaged in remembering me, undeviated from the path, he, O Partha, is sure to reach me. One should meditate upon the Supreme Person as the one who knows everything, as he who is the oldest, who is the controller, who is smaller than the smallest, who is the maintainer of everything, who is beyond all material conception, who is inconceivable, and who is always a person. He is luminous like the sun, and he is transcendental beyond this material. One who at the time of death fixes this life air between the eyebrows and by the strength of yoga with an undeviating mind engages himself in remembering the Supreme Lord in full devotion, will certainly attain to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Persons in the Vedas who utter Omkara and who are great sages in the renounced order of life. Back. Forwards. Forwards. I'm going to take that off our time now. Where were we? 8:11. Persons who are learned in the Vedas, who utter Omkara, and who are great sages in the renounced order, and desiring such perfection, one practices celibacy. I shall now briefly explain to you this process by which one may attain salvation. The yogic situation is that of detachment from all sensual engagements, closing all the doors of the senses and fixing the mind on the heart and the life air at the top of the head, one establishes himself in yoga. After being situated in this yoga practice and vibrating the sacred syllable Om, the supreme combination of letters, if one thinks of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and quits his body, he will certainly reach the planets. For one who always remembers me without deviation, I am easy to obtain, O Son of Pritha, because of his constant engagement in devotional service. After attaining me, the great souls, who are yogis in devotion, never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery, wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O Son of Kunti, never takes birth again. By human calculation, 1,000 ages taken together form the duration of Brahma's one day, and such also is the duration of At the beginning of Brahma's day, all living entities become manifest from the unmanifest state, and thereafter, when the night falls, they are merged into the unmanifest again. Again and again, when Brahma's day arrives, all living entities come into being, and with the arrival of Brahma's night, they are helplessly annihilated. Yet there is another unmanifest nature, which is eternal and is transcendental to this manifested and unmanifested matter. It is supreme and is never annihilated. When all in this world is annihilated, that part remains as it is. That which the Vedantists describe as unmanifest and infallible, that which is known as the supreme destination, that place from which, having attained it, one never returns, that is my supreme abode. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is greater than all, is attainable by unalloyed devotion. Although he is present in his abode, he is all-pervading, and everything is situated within him. O best of the Bhāratas, I shall now explain to you the different times at which, passing away from this world, the yogi does or does not come back. Those who know the Supreme Brahman attain that Supreme by passing away from the world during the influence of the fiery god, in the light, at an auspicious moment of the day, in the fortnight of the waxing moon, or during the 6 months when the sun travels in the north. The mystic who passes away from this world during the smoke, the night, the fortnight of the waning moon, or the 6 months when the sun passes to the south, reaches the moon planet, but again comes back. According to Vedic opinion, there are two ways of passing from this world, one in light and one in darkness. When one passes in light, he does not come back, but when one passes in darkness, he returns. Although the devotees know these two paths, O Arjuna, they therefore be always fixed in devotion. A person who accepts the path of devotional service is not bereft of the results derived from studying the Vedas, performing sacrifices, undergoing austerities, giving charity, or pursuing philosophical and fruitive activities. Performing devotional service, he attains all these, and at the end he reaches the supreme eternal abode. Time?
7:26.
Oh. How long did I say it takes to do a chapter?
Seven and a half minutes.
7:26. With a little distraction, which you can expect in life anyway. So it doesn't take long, actually. And oftentimes the mind protests and says, I don't want to do this. But once one starts the process, then the mind actually feels some happiness, some real happiness. The other kinds of random images that one can pick up from the environment, especially from the internet and so forth, actually overstimulate the mind in a wrong way, and one doesn't get any peace from it. But by reading Bhagavad Gita every day, one can actually experience real peace. And by the way, was there a verse that anybody heard of the ones that we read that particularly piqued your interest, one that you heard that sounded to you very interesting and you'd like to hear more about? Yes, Shyamalangi's jumping in. Go ahead. 8:14. Where are our bushel basket of microphones? Here. Thank you, Damodar. 8:14. Let's look at it. The verse purport. And Shyamalangi will tell us why she picked the verse. And since we have two itinerant sannyasis here who have studied the Bhagavad Gita their whole lives, we'll hear this verse, and then if we pray to them, we may also comment on these verses. So we'll see what happens. We can try for it and see if we can do it. Why'd you pick this verse?
Oh, I picked it up because I remember in the old temple once you took this verse and you recited it at least 10, 11, 12, I don't know how many times that I learned it on the spot. So that's something I can remember. But other than that, I feel Krishna is so merciful here. He's telling, you just have to remember me constantly and I'll make everything easy for you.
Okay, so why don't you chant the verse without looking? With the microphone.
Ananya cheta satatam yomam prati nitya saha tasyaham sulabha partha nitya yuktasya yoginaha.
Appreciation. Yeah. And so this is also one of the benefits of reading Bhagavad Gita repeatedly, is that you'll learn the verses. And if you can learn C++ or JavaScript, you can definitely memorize 700 verses from the Bhagavad Gita, right? So she learned it. This verse is now with her always wherever she goes. And she just recited it, you know, over and over again in one class that we had, and then it became part of her. So very powerful. And now let's hear the translation. Why don't you read it out loud?
For one who always remembers me without deviation, I am easy to obtain, O son of Pritha, because of his constant engagement in devotional service.
And would you read the purport too, please?
This verse especially describes the final destination attained by the unalloyed devotees who serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Bhakti Yoga. Previous verses have mentioned four different kinds of devotees: the distressed, the inquisitive, those who seek material gain, and the speculative philosophers. Different processes of liberation have also been described: Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, and Hatha Yoga. The principles of these yoga systems have some bhakti added, but this verse particularly mentions pure bhakti without any mixture of jnana, karma, or hatha. As indicated by the word ananya chetaha, in pure bhakti yoga, the devotee desires nothing but Krishna. A pure devotee does not desire promotion to heavenly planets, nor seek oneness with the Brahma Jyotir, or salvation or liberation from material entanglement. A pure devotee does not desire anything. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the pure devotee is called Nishkama, which means he has no desire for self. Perfect peace belongs to him alone, not to them who strive for personal gain. Whereas a Jnana Yogi, Karma Yogi, or Hatha Yogi has his own selfish interests, a perfect devotee has no desire other than to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Lord says that for anyone who is unflinchingly devoted to him, he is easy to attain. A pure devotee always engages in the devotional service to Krishna in one of his various personal features. Krishna has various plenary expansions and incarnations, such as Rama and Narasimha, and a devotee can choose to fix his mind in loving service to any of these transcendental forms of the Supreme Lord. Such a devotee meets with none of the problems that plague the practitioners of other yogas. Bhakti yoga is very simple and easy to perform. One can begin simply by chanting Hare Krishna. The Lord is merciful to all, but as we have already explained, He is especially inclined toward those who always serve Him without deviation. The Lord helps such devotees in various ways. As stated in the Vedas, Katha Upanishad 1-23, Yam evaisha vrinute tena labhyas tasyaisha atma vibru tasyaisha atma vibrunate tanum swanu. One who is fully surrendered and engaged in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord can understand the Supreme Lord as He is. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 10.10, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam, the Lord gives such a devotee sufficient intelligence so that ultimately the devotee can attain Him in his spiritual life. The special qualification of the pure devotee is that he is always thinking of Krishna without deviation and without considering the time or place. There should be no impediments. He should be able to carry out his service anywhere and at any time. Some say that the devotee should remain in holy places like Vrindavan or some holy town where the Lord lived. But the pure devotee can live anywhere and create the atmosphere of Vrindavan by his devotional service. It was Sri Advaita who told Lord Chaitanya, "Wherever you are, O Lord, there is Vrindavan." As indicated by the words Satatam and Nitya Saha, which means always, regularly, or every day, a pure devotee constantly remembers Krishna and meditates upon him. These are qualifications of the pure devotee, for whom the Lord is most easily attainable. Bhakti Yoga is the system that the Gita recommends above all others. Generally, the Bhakti Yogis are engaged in five different ways. Shanta Bhakta, engaged in devotional service in neutrality. Dasya Bhakta, engaged in devotional service as servant. Sakya Bhakta, engaged as friend. Vatsalya Bhakta, engaged as the parent. And Madhurya Bhakta, engaged as conjugal lover of the Supreme Lord. In any of these ways, the pure devotee is always constantly engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Lord and cannot forget the Supreme Lord, and so for him the Lord is easily attained. A pure devotee cannot forget the Supreme Lord for a moment, and similarly the Supreme Lord cannot forget his pure devotee for a moment. This is the great blessing of the Krishna conscious process of chanting the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Natchariyar Marman, Natchariyar Marman, Natchariyar Marman, Natchariyar Marman, Hey! Natchariyar Marman, Natchariyar Marman, Natchariyar Marman, Natchariyar Marman.